Anthropic to brief G20 Financial Stability Board on Claude Mythos cyber risks. Anthropic will brief the G20's Financial Stability Board on cyber vulnerabilities exposed by its Claude Mythos model, according to a Financial Times report flagged by Cointelegraph on May 18, 2026. The session puts an AI lab directly in front of the body that coordinates financial regulation across the world's largest economies, at a moment when crypto markets are already on the back foot. Bitcoin trades at $76,988, down 1.6% on the day, and Ether at $2,023, down 3.1%, with fear and greed at 39 as of May 18th. The Basel briefing, the Financial Stability Board, sits inside the Bank for International Settlements in Basel and coordinates how G20 central banks and finance ministries respond to systemic risk. Putting Anthropic in that room is unusual. The FSB historically hears from banks, market infrastructure operators, and national supervisors. An AI lab being invited to present cyber-finding signals that regulators now treat frontier model behavior as a financial stability input, not just a technology question. According to the FT account, the briefing will focus on cyber vulnerabilities surfaced by Claude Mythos during internal red teaming and customer deployments. The model has been positioned by Anthropic as its most capable cyber reasoning system, and the company has previously described it as able to identify novel attack paths in complex code bases. Bringing those findings to the FSB suggests at least some of the surfaced issues touch financial infrastructure. Crypto sits in the blast radius. Crypto is one of the most code-exposed corners of the financial system. Custodians, exchanges, and DeFi protocols all live or die by the integrity of smart contracts, signing infrastructure, and bridge architecture. The market has spent the last several weeks absorbing real incidents in exactly those areas, including the Varus Ethereum bridge exploit that drained $11.4 million and the chain halt at ThorChain after a suspected multi-chain exploit. A briefing where a frontier AI lab tells G20 supervisors that automated reasoning systems can now flag previously undisclosed weaknesses in production financial code is, in plain terms, a regulatory pressure event for any operator that holds customer funds. That includes centralized exchanges, stablecoin issuers, and the custodians sitting behind most retail crypto cards. The market reaction so far is muted but coherent with a risk-off tone. BTC at $76,988 is down 4.75% on the week. ETH at $2,223 is down 9.02% on the week. Whether the Anthropic briefing is a meaningful driver or a coincidence with broader macro pressure is impossible to separate cleanly, but the timing lands inside an already nervous tape. The coordination problem regulators are walking into two threads converge here. The first is that AI systems can now produce vulnerability research at a pace that outstrips most internal security teams. The second is that financial supervisors do not yet have a standard playbook for what to do with that research. Disclosure timelines, scope of disclosure, and who pays for remediation are all unsettled questions when the discovery happens inside a private lab rather than a regulated entity. Fireblocks chief executive Michael Shaloff made a related point earlier this month, framing Bitcoin's quantum readiness as a coordination problem, rather than a pure cryptography problem. The Anthropic briefing fits the same shape. The technical capability is here, the institutional response is not. For exchanges and custodians that act as the bridge between fiat and crypto, the practical question is whether the FSB's response shifts toward harder requirements on incident disclosure, code audit cadence, and acceptable use of third-party AI in offensive security testing. None of that is settled today, and Anthropic's briefing is a closed session, not a published rulemaking. Counterparty risk is back in the conversation. The macro overlay matters. With ETH down more than 9% on the week and exchange inflows already elevated, retail users have spent the last several days asking the same question they ask in every drawdown. Where is my balance actually sitting? That question maps directly onto custody design. Custodial card programs keep balances on the issuer's books. Self-custody cards keep them in the user's wallet and only pull at the point of sale. When AI-surfaced cyber risk becomes a regulator-level topic, the gap between those two designs becomes harder to ignore. We are not arguing that a single FT report changes how anyone should structure their crypto exposure. The point is narrower. a G20-level body is being briefed by an AI lab on cyber vulnerabilities, and the universe of operators most exposed to code risk is the same universe that holds crypto user funds.